In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, the church during these 50 days of Easter is reflecting and preaching from the Acts of the Apostles. And so I'm going to do that too. I preach from the Acts of the Apostles because what happened in Jesus' ministry should be happening in our ministry, just like in the Acts of the Apostles. One person said it this way. There are 28 chapters in the Acts of the Apostles. We're living 29, doing the same things that Jesus did by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Chapter 1, in my first book, Theophilus, I'm going to stop there because Ryan brought Anthony to the Holy Rosary. Ryan has gone into a monastery, and the abbot has named him Theophilus, lover of God. That's Ryan. Oh, yes, it's real. Lover of God. I wrote about all the things that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up into heaven. I tell you, Jesus is still doing things to people who have faith. Jesus is still doing things. There are many things that Jesus did where they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them, tells us in the last chapter of St. John, the last verse. I tell you, we need to be in the power of the Holy Spirit because that's when things begin to happen. We are not impotent. We have the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, to us, and through us in the church. Oh, yes. The day they had taken up into heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, after his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. Oh, yes, Jesus is alive. Oh, yes. For 40 days he walked the earth as the risen Lord. 40 days. I tell you, now he doesn't walk the earth, but he does through the people who believe in him. Oh, yes. When I go to Israel, say I want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. But I do every day by the grace of God. When I choose faith over anything, choose Jesus over anything. While staying with them, he ordered them, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait there for the promise of the Father." What is the promise of the Father? I should say, who is the promise of the Father? The Holy Spirit is the promise of the Father. How the church is in need of the Holy Spirit. How I am in need of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, the promise of God. He comes. He comes when we ask Jesus, "Send forth your Spirit upon us, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth." This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit in not many days from now. How we need that baptism of the Spirit. How we need that God would baptize us with the power of the Holy Spirit. How we need that. I would not be able to be preaching to you today from the Acts of the Apostles if I had not received that baptism of the Holy Spirit. John baptized with water, but in several days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire, how we need the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, you know, the pulpit is the place that should burn with fire, preaching about Jesus, preaching about what he's doing today, preaching about what he wants to do. Oh, yes, the pulpit should be the place of fire, the fire of God, the fire of God. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? They're thinking of a worldly kingdom. Is this the time you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. You shall be my witnesses. Who gives us the ability to witness? The Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit. You see, people cannot deny my experience. They might deny the Bible, but they cannot deny the experience that I have. And I tell you, it's rooted in the Scriptures. It's rooted in the Scriptures. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. What kind of a cloud was this? Was it a cumulonimbus cloud? No. It was the cloud of the glory of God that walked through the Red Sea. It was the cloud of God, the cloud of the glory of God. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. These are angels. They said, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way you saw him go into heaven. In other words, he's going to come back in the same way we saw him going into heaven. It's going to be visible. He's going to be as visible coming back. Then they returned to Jerusalem. Why are they going to Jerusalem? To pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. To pray for the power of God's Holy Spirit. How we need to go and pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. It says, then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. That means you can walk there during the Sabbath, but no longer. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John, James and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves in prayer, waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Let me just tell you, it was a miracle that all these people were together and they weren't fighting. Because we have Matthew, who was the tax collector, and we have Simon the Zealot, who hated anyone who worked for Rome. And yet they're at peace. They're at peace with each other, praying for the coming of the Holy Spirit. There is nothing greater than we pray for than the coming of the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit. We are impotent without the Holy Spirit. The sacraments are all through the Holy Spirit. Penance through the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. It's all about the Holy Spirit. The Eucharist, let your favor fall upon these gifts, that they would become the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit falling upon these gifts, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers. Together, the crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry." You know, this has hurt Jesus so much. Jesus calls him friend to you betrayed the Son of Man with the kiss. This must have hurt him so much. He had chosen Judas. Judas was the one who held the money bag. Oh, yes. "Friend, do you betray the Son of Man with the kiss?" He could have said, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." But he didn't. What does he do? He goes and hangs himself. How sad. How sad. "For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. This became known to all the residents of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in the language Hakeldama, Hakeldama, that is, the fields of blood. For it is written in the book of the Psalms, 'Let his homestead become desolate, and let there be no one to live in it.' And another says, 'Let another take his position of overseer.' So one of the men who had accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day that he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed two. Joseph, called Barsabbas, one was also known as Justus, and Matthias. When they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everything. You know everything. You know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in the ministry with the apostles." From which Judas turned aside to go to his own place, and they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. It's interesting, we don't hear very much about Matthias anymore, other than that he was the one who replaced Judas. Are you an apostolic person? I tell you, the church, by its very nature, is missionary. Going out to proclaim the word of God to people, going out to not only proclaim the word of God, but to bring the sacraments to people. Oh, yes, this is what God has intended. The church is missionary. We have been in the virus, and so many people have closed their churches. When people need church more than ever, they close their churches. What would be the experience that they need? I need an unction of the Holy Spirit. I need that God would pour out his Spirit upon the church and upon me more and more. Without the Holy Spirit, we have dry bones. And we see that in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. The Lord brought me into a field with dry bones. Yes, he said, "Can these bones live?" And the prophet Ezekiel said, "You know, Lord." But you see, the Lord was asking him, "Can these bones live?" He said, "Prophesy to the bones. Tell sinews and skin to fill the bones." And that's what happened. But they were dead. "Now prophesy to the spirit, the Ruah, and see that they are a large and mighty army, because they're filled with the Spirit of God." Chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost had come, that's 50 days after Easter, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound of rushing, violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. How we need that wind. How we need that fire. How we need God, who would bestow upon us the Holy Spirit in a miraculous way so that we can live Acts 29, that what God did in the Acts of the Apostles, he wants to do in the church in 2021. But you see, who's expecting this? Who's expecting this? We need to expect it. We need to pray for it. We need to ask the Spirit of God to come and do whatever he needs to do. And they were all filled, the entire house where they were sitting, divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each one of them. How we need the fire of the Holy Spirit. How we need that the pulpit would be filled with fire, loving fire, calling people to repentance, calling people to give their lives to Jesus, calling people to walk as disciples of Jesus. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Oh, they were speaking in all these languages. Now, what do you mean? Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven. Why? Because it's the Feast of Pentecost, 50 days after Passover, living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in their own native language. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? We are Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and all the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, the visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, those preparing to become Jews, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." In our own language. How we need the Holy Spirit to give us the gift of tongues, the prayer gift of tongues that we would use when we are ministering with people, and we would use in our quiet house. Oh, how the gift of tongues is so beautiful. The prayer gift of tongues is so beautiful. It opens wide the love of God to people. It opens wide the love of God to people. Now, why were all these people gathered in Jerusalem? They're gathering for the Feast of Pentecost, 50 days after the Passover. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine. They're drunk." They were filled with new wine, the new wine of the Holy Spirit. Not the wine that you pour, but the wine of the Holy Spirit. They were filled with the wine of the Holy Spirit. Now Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Bar rooms aren't open." Oh, yes, they're not drunk, as you suppose, but they have new wine, the new wine of the Holy Spirit. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Oh God, let Joel's prophecy work in our midst today. Let Joel's prophecy work in our midst today. In the last days, it will be God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. How we need the Holy Spirit to see visions and to dream dreams, even upon my slaves, both men and women. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. I tell you how we need that Joel's prophecy would be fulfilled in our midst. How we need it, that your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall have visions. How we need this. This is something that we need. We need the Holy Spirit to do these things. We need the Holy Spirit to do these things. Oh, yes. How we need the Holy Spirit. And again, the church by its very nature is missionary. We are called to go out into the world and to preach the gospel. I do it through the radio ministry. Oh, yes, I received a call from New Jersey the other night, and she told me how the broadcast always feeds her to what she's going through. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's the Word of God under the unction of the Holy Spirit. That's the Word of God. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus, we call on your name. Jesus, your name is above all names. Jesus, you were the one who died, was buried, and rose from the dead. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders and signs that God did through him and among you, as you yourselves know. This man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. That means they crucified him. You crucified and killed by hands of those outside the law, but God raised him up, having freed him from death. God has raised up Jesus. Jesus is no longer in the tomb. Jesus was no longer on the earth. He was taken up into heaven in the ascension. But he promised people to go to Jerusalem and pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the same thing that we need to do. We need to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to do things that only God can do. I remember a girl came to me with her father. She had anorexia. I needed the Holy Spirit, because me convincing her that she shouldn't do what she was doing wasn't going to work. She thought she was fat. She was bones. So I gave her the book, and I said, open the book in Jesus' name. And the book that she opened to, the passage, give her something to eat. That was the Holy Spirit. I couldn't do that. Give her something to eat. And her eyes opened. I said, what would you like to eat? She said, I want a vanilla frappe. I said to the father, go get her one. Oh, yes, it was the power of the Holy Spirit. It was not my power. I have no power apart from the Holy Spirit. God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. It was impossible for Jesus to be held in the power of death. Why? Because he's the life. The angel of the Lord appeared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us by the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord Jesus, we ask you to bless Ryan, who is called Theophilus now. Fill him with the glory of God. Fill him with the power of the Holy Spirit. Continue to use him to seek God, to seek God, to seek God. May Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.